everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and we thought that it would be good, near the end of January, to kind of check in with all of our listeners about how you're doing on your New Year's resolutions. Now, maybe you're not somebody that makes New Year's resolutions, but goal setting is a really great way to take inventory on where you are and also where you want to be, where you are and where you hope to be. Now, whether it's something like improving your vocabulary or serving others or increasing your spirituality, maybe it's that diet that you're working on. Well, we think goal setting is a really good thing, especially if you have a plan. So let's reevaluate how we set those goals and how we make sure we did it right. Now, this information is coming from a Huffington Post article. The first one that they want you to talk about is kind of, did you start out small? Now, normally our strategy for accomplishing a goal is to just go for it. Jump in both feet, throw caution to the wind, and just go for it. But those are the kinds of goals, according to the author of this article, that lead to failure. So rather than jumping in cannonball style, the author suggests instead kind of dipping your toe in and seeing if it's a resolution that you can really accomplish and stick with. If your ambition is to lose a few pounds, maybe that you gained over the holidays from eating too many chocolate-covered Santas, spend the first week exercising for just 1 minute. 1 minute. And then increase from there, and it will become easier and easier. Did you make a to-don't list? Well, when thinking about the year ahead, you might be really quick to think about what you do want. You do want to volunteer. You do want to lose weight. You do want to do all these things. But consider a to-don't list, and this will help slow you down, help you start small, and be more realistic with your goals. You don't want to be obese. That's easier than saying, I want to look like a supermodel. So kind of maybe adjust that and flip around your thinking a little bit. Know that you can always do something. There is always something within your control that you can change and do a little bit better. Even in those times when you think, I have screwed this all up. There is nothing I can do. I'm giving up on my goal. I'm tossing in the towel. I'm done. Realize that you can always do something, even if it's small. And try focusing on your breath. That may sound like an interesting one, but that helps quiet that critical self-talk that you have going on in your head. And when you're negative, you may have had a negative thought while you were listening to something, or maybe even while you were listening to this episode, and you've neglected your goals. Now, in those moments, slow down, focus on your breathing, and that can ground you and help bring you back to what you really want to do and what you want to accomplish. Well, we would love to hear if you have any successful tips for keeping those resolutions, and maybe even what your resolutions are. If you want to share them with us, you can post them over on any of our social media channels, on the Mormon Channel Facebook page or Instagram or Twitter, however you want to reach us. Well, Henry David Thoreau said, what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.